Welcome to Red Rock Retirement Radio. Now here's your host, Colin Stauffer.
Thanks for joining us for Red Rock Retirement Radio. My name is Colin Stauffer. I'm not only an author and entrepreneur, but I'm also a multiple licensed financial advisor, which means when it comes to discussing financial topics, we cover it all. Now, with that being said, please remember this is just a show and everything you hear should be considered informational. That is, it's not financial advice. If you do want personalized financial advice, then talk to one of my team members. You can do that by going to redrockretirementradio.com. You can also catch us Sunday mornings at 8:30 on ABC for Red Rock Retirement TV, or join us at one of our live events, which you can also find on our website, redrockretirementradio.com. With me in the studio today is my colleague, Colby Chatwin. Thanks for being here.
I'm glad to be here. We're changing things up a bit today. Normally, we tackle listener questions, but this time, we're focusing on something every retiree needs to know: the biggest financial risks and segments that every financial advisor should be aware of and plan for. These are the issues that can derail even the best retirement plans. So let's talk about how to stay ahead of them.
Colby will be reading today's questions, and I'll do my best to answer them. You can submit your questions each week by emailing them to questions@redrockretirementradio.com. Let's dive right on in.
Colin, I don't know anyone who actually likes paying taxes, and I think we all would like to see them go down. A lot of people assume this happens in retirement, but is that really the case?
Colby, you're telling me you don't like taxes?
Oh, I love them so much, Colin.
Yeah, I think everyone wants to pay more taxes than they should, right? No, this one's funny because I talk about taxes possibly more than anything else in my life. I don't even think I talk about my kids as much as I talk about taxes. Like, it's crazy. And I talk about my kids with everybody. I get so annoying. The problem is taxes is a huge, huge, huge problem, especially for the baby boomers who are retiring right now. You know, there's about 10,000 baby boomers retiring every single day. And in 2035, that goes up to 13,000 baby boomers retiring every single day. That's a lot of people. That's a lot of taxes as well, because what's happened is there's trillions and trillions of dollars in what we call pre-tax money. That's traditional IRA, 401ks. We didn't pay any taxes when we put the money in. We got the tax deduction on our taxes that year. It was amazing. We were able to reduce our taxes in our working years. But the problem is the stock market's done amazing and our accounts have grown substantially bigger than we ever thought they would. And now we have this huge ticking time bomb of taxes coming down the road. I don't like to pay more taxes than I have to. I don't think anyone who's listening likes to pay more taxes than they have to. Now, that being said, there might be some people out there who want to pay more taxes, but here's the key. Here's what I think should happen. Uncle Sam's got two hands in your pocket right now. I don't want you to evade taxes, okay? I don't want you to get arrested for not paying your taxes. But what I want to do is I want to take one of Uncle Sam's hands out of your pocket, or both, legally, and put that money that we're paying to the government to better use. Give it to a charity. Vet the charity first, okay? This is what I'm saying here. Not all charities are created equal, right? So don't just believe Google that they're saying this is a good charity. Like, you need to do your due diligence here. Same with taxes. We got to make sure that our tax strategies are legal, that we're doing it right, that we're not just winging it. This is probably one of the biggest of the five worlds we're going to talk about today that we really do need to solve. I have clients who come in. I actually had someone who came in just last week, and they have about $2 million in pre-tax money, IRA money, traditional IRA, I should say. And no Roth IRAs, which a Roth IRA would pay taxes on the front end and never pay taxes again. This was a couple, but he had worked out of the house and she hadn't. And so she didn't really have any savings outside of what he put into his retirement accounts. Okay. A lot of it was in a 401k. Pros and cons to a 401k. I'm not going to go into that today. But they didn't have any money at the bank other than their emergency fund, maybe about $30,000, $40,000. The problem was that they don't really need a lot of that money because they had a pension, they have Social Security. So their sources of income were pretty stable. They have a huge problem because when they hit 73, specifically for these guys, and your RMD age is what we're talking about, required minimum distribution, that's different for a lot of you out there. It could be 70 and a half for some of you. It could be 73. It could be 74 or 75. That's something you want to check with an advisor to see what your RMD age is. I think RMDs are one of the most overlooked portions of financial planning that us as financial advisors overlook. It's wild how much we overlook it, and it is a huge tax problem. That's when the government tells me I have to start taking money out of my 401k and IRA. I have no choice. They want the taxes paid while I'm around. And they base it off an actuarial table. Somehow the government knows how long we're going to live for. And so they just tell us how much we have to take out and as a percentage. as we keep taking distributions, once we have to start taking distributions, you'll always take a higher percentage each year. You'll never take less. Okay. This becomes a huge tax problem when you don't need the income. Well, the nice thing with this bill that just passed, the big, beautiful bill, whether it's big and beautiful is dependent upon your view. There's some bitter and some sweet in here. But really, the sweet thing that we got is we got the best tax brackets we've ever seen in the history of any of our lives extended, quote unquote, permanently. Now, when I say quote unquote, I mean, what we really bought is we have until another president comes in that has a different philosophy and they change the taxes. Historically, this happens a lot. Taxes don't stay the same. If you think taxes are going to stay at this 10, 12, 22, 24, 32, 35, 37 tax brackets for the rest of your life, oh, that's a hard thing to do, to look in the mirror and say, oh, that's not quite right. Okay, they're probably not going to stay the same forever. When they say permanent, it just means until someone else comes in. So we want to take advantage of doing tax planning while we still can. So let's look forward. What often happens is I have a tax preparer, and I do. I have a great tax preparer. What she's really good at is preparing my taxes, filling out forms for my taxes. Unfortunately, what I don't get is I don't have somebody throughout the year outside of tax season who will talk to me about strategizing my taxes. So with this couple that has about $2 million in IRAs, they were in their mid-60s, and I said, listen, we've got to do as much as we possibly can to reduce your tax bill. And that might hurt in the front end to save you thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, in the back end. And it takes a little bit of convincing, and I have to run the numbers and show you, look, if we do this, this is what it looks like. Many times, for a lot of you who are listening, we will probably be able to reduce your tax liability by at least a few thousand dollars, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars, by just looking at what RMDs look like for you, when you should pay taxes versus when the government tells you you have to start paying taxes. We have this amazing tax bill calculator. And what that is if you go to our website, one of our websites, we have sufferrp.com. On that website, at the top of the page, it's got a tax calculator. What you do is you click on that tax calculator. It's going to ask for a little bit of information, some assumptions about what your accounts look like. You plug all that information into there, and it's going to give you a report on what your tax liability is if you don't do any planning. It is eye-opening because of the tax liability that could be. So with this couple, we started doing some Roth conversions. We have to be a little bit creative. We have to be careful when it comes to Medicare premiums and Irma and what that could do to my premiums. It could increase them, so we have to be careful there. We don't want to push you into an undue tax bracket that's not necessary to do. But if my RMDs are going to push me into the next tax bracket anyway, I'd rather pay them at today's rates, tax rates, than pay them later at some higher potential tax rate. Overpaying the IRS, it's completely and utterly avoidable. However, I will say for some of you listening today, not too many of you, we can get to what we call a tax-free retirement. What the big, beautiful bill did not do is it did not eliminate taxes on my Social Security benefits. Yes, that's right. We do not get that benefit like the administration said he was going to put into a bill. What he did is he expanded the standard deduction for seniors, gave you some more wiggle room to do some tax planning. But for those of you out there who are listening, we can get you to what we call the tax-free retirement. That means under the current law, right now, how the law stands, we can get you to never have any taxes due on your Social Security ever again, as well on your other assets too, if we do things right and we're aggressive and we start today or yesterday. Let's solve this risk of taxes and overpaying taxes. This risk is so avoidable, and most people don't pay enough attention to it. And unfortunately, most people's advisors don't pay enough attention to taxes because they say, oh, that's what your CPA is for. Well, in my experience, your CPA is there to file your taxes. You need someone to be a strategist. Now, I am not going to file your taxes for you. And I do want you to double check everything I say against the CPA, but we should be working as a team to reduce your taxes over your lifetime.
Now, that's all the time we've got for today's show. If you enjoyed the show, consider subscribing to wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Red Rock Retirement Radio. Discover if your portfolio is built to weather flat market cycles, or if you're missing tax minimization opportunities that you may not even know exist. Explore strategies that may be able to help you lower your overall risk while potentially increasing your overall growth and lifestyle flexibility. Just go to www.redrockretirement.com today to learn more and get started. Investment advisory services are offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. The content provided is intended for informational and educational purposes only. The views, statements, and opinions expressed herein are those of the individual speakers and do not necessarily reflect those of Foundations and its affiliates. The information contained herein does not constitute an offer to sell any securities or repo, present and express or implied opinion or endorsement of any specific investment opportunity offering or issuer. Each individual investor situation is different, and any ideas provided may not be appropriate for your particular circumstances. Foundations only transacts business in states where it's properly registered or is excluded or exempt from registration requirements. Registration as an investment advisor is not an endorsement of the firm by securities regulators and does not mean the advisor has achieved a specific level of skill or ability. No legal or tax advice is provided. Always consult with a tax professional. All rights reserved.